It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. For the second year in a row, the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council has received an NEA Arts Works grant. The support provided by the NEA is helping to fund an increasing accessibility initiative to the arts. This initiative is designed to serve specific portions of the city's population. Here to tell us more about the initiative is Ann Mulgrave. She's manager of arts and accessibility for the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. Ann Mulgrave, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by having you tell us who the increasing accessibility initiative is designed to benefit.
It's designed to benefit our disability community here in the Pittsburgh region. And when I say disability community, I mean that writ broad. We talk about people with developmental disabilities, people who use wheelchairs, people with other mobility impairments, people with sensory impairments, people who are blind, deafblind, deaf, people with hearing loss. So it's designed to welcome that entire community into the arts as artists, patrons, volunteers, and employees.
And it sounds like the initiative is very care-driven.
Well, I would say it's not necessarily care-driven so much as it is the goal of the whole initiative is to welcome people with disabilities into the arts in an effort to create full social inclusion of people with disabilities.
This is the second year that the Arts Council has received this grant. What improvements have been made?
Wow, a lot. I can tell you that a lot. You know, for example, in the past year, the initiative started about in January of 2011, and since that time, we have had an autism-friendly performance of The Lion King, the very first professional autism-friendly performance of a professional ballet company, the Nutcracker, and then the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater did that this year, and they also did another one for Beauty and the Beast. These are performances that have been specifically adapted to allow families with people with autism spectrum disorders to come and feel welcome. Our symphony in June is going to put on the first full symphonic performance that's going to be a sensory-friendly performance to welcome people with autism spectrum disorders. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has installed in the Benedum Theater a audio description booth so that when people who are blind can come, they can get headsets, and they will have someone describe all the action on stage for just about every one of the PNC Broadway performances. So basically, all these cultural activities have been opened up to people who didn't have access to them before.
And what were cities doing prior to ADA legislation?
Well, you know, the ADA is a really important legislation. It's actually a civil rights law. It's not a building code. And that's something people don't really understand sometimes. So before 1990, when the ADA was enacted, there wasn't any requirement to make all your programs accessible to people with a variety of disabilities.
And Senator Tom Harkin championed that.
And Dick Thornburg. And a whole bunch of parents here in the Pittsburgh area. I mean, you know, Pittsburgh was a hotbed of parent advocacy.
I was going to say, talk about the crucial role that Pittsburgh played in this movement. Apparently it was quite large.
And my dad was part of it. I have a younger brother who has Down syndrome. And when he was born in 1967, my parents were told to put him into an institution and forget about him. And my parents said, no. My mother said, he's my son. I'm taking him home. And in that, advocates were born. You know, Pennsylvania was the state that started a lawsuit that won the right for public education for people with disabilities. Before that, there was no right to it. And so here in Pennsylvania and in Pittsburgh and also a little bit in Philadelphia, parents of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities said, no, we're not going to take it anymore. Our kids aren't going to go into these institutions. They're going to live in our communities. We're going to raise them in our families, and they're going to be educated in our schools.
Is access to the arts about social justice, in your opinion? And I'm talking about particularly the focus on the arts, which in many aspects of our society are being dismissed. And I say that because you're seeing less emphasis placed on the arts, less funding in many circles for the arts. So someone might look at this and say, well, why do we have to have – why the arts? Why is that so important?
Because inclusion of the arts is essential because the arts are where people go for fun and to socialize. Just this week, the NEA released a report on what motivates people to go to the arts and what barriers exist. 76% of people in their arts participation survey said they go to the arts to socialize. Now, people with disabilities, studies have shown, have a considerably lower, you know, they socialize with friends and family like on average 20 to 30% less often than people without disabilities, simply because they can't get to those places. And, you know, the whole goal of this initiative is, I like to say, you know, if you're going someplace to have fun and people with disabilities are there, you know, at first you notice, first you wonder, and then after a while you notice, you know, you stop noticing, and then all of a sudden when they're not there, you notice they're gone, right? It's one of those things that becomes, it's like, I think the arts are a focal point for changing the way society looks at things. If we focus on artists with disabilities and we showcase their perspective, then people get challenged their own views on disability. And, you know, and if they're there when you're having fun, more power to it.
So it's about accessibility.
It's about social inclusion. It's about making sure that people with disabilities are everywhere that we, that people without disabilities are.
And how excited are you about the possibilities that this creates?
Oh, it keeps me moving every day. I love it. I love every minute of it. You know, the thing about the arts is that artists, arts managers, they're creative problem solvers. And you show them a barrier they don't see, where they didn't know existed, they'll find a way to take it down. And it's, I never hear, oh, we can't do that. I only hear, sure, let's try this, or oh, let's try that. And there's not, they're not afraid to fail. They'll try anything.
Anne Mulgrave is manager of grants and accessibility for the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, here joining us to talk about the NEA Arts Works grant that they have received. Congratulations on that. And Anne, thank you for coming in and sharing your information with us.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Coming up, we'll learn about the work of What's Up Pittsburgh, a local group promoting anti-racist action. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.